Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, August 6th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from this afternoon. Stranger Things, the first shadow, is crossing the pond to Broadway. The spectacle-heavy three-hour drama, already a hit at London's Phoenix Theatre, takes place in fictional Hawkins, Indiana, 24 years before the events of the hit Netflix series the play is based on. It features some of the series' adult characters when they were high schoolers. Stranger Things: The First Shadow was written by Kate Treefry, one of the series' staff writers, and co-directed by Stephen Daldry and Justin Martin. The creative team is considering making some narrative and technical changes for the show in its New York iteration, per the New York Times. Casting will be announced in the coming weeks. The lead producers of the project are Netflix and Sonia Friedman, the Broadway and West End giant. Previews will begin March 28th at the Marquee Theater before an official opening scheduled for April 22nd. An exclusive ticket presale launches September 13th at 11 a.m. Eastern at StrangerThingsBroadway.com. Tickets go on sale to the general public on September 17th at the same time. This morning, the box office officially opened for Our Town, coming back to Broadway this fall for the first time in 25 years. The first 100 people online today and tomorrow will receive an exclusive gift courtesy of the production. Our Town will feature a large ensemble cast of 28, led by Jim Parsons, Katie Holmes, and Zoe Deutsch. The play, written by Thornton Wilder, will be directed by Kenny Leon. Previews begin September 17th, and opening night is October 10th at the Ethel Barrymore Theater for a limited run. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending August 4th. It was a rather sleepy week for most of Times Square, with a few exceptions. For a seventh straight week, the newly crowned Best Musical winner The Outsiders broke the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater's box office record at an average ticket price of just over $177. It took in over $1,488,000. Buoyed by the August 1st return of the Vanderpump Rules star Ariana Maddox as Roxy Hart, Chicago saw a noticeable bump in its weekly gross, up to over $820,000 at the Ambassador Theater. Maddox is in the show through September 1st. And new to the boards last week was a revival of Once Upon a Mattress, starring Sutton Foster, Michael Urie, and Anna Gasteyer. Over its first five previews, it grossed nearly $530,000 at the Hudson Theater at a respectable $109 average ticket price and played to sold-out houses. Most of the other shows last week saw their grosses drop a bit, but despite this, the 26 running shows on Broadway brought in a total of over $30.5 million. That total was down just 2% from the week before, with attendance dropping by half a percentage point. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.